Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live in Chicago, Illinois. I have to update that intro. It still says I'm in Jacksonville, Florida, but I'm coming to you live today from Chicago, Illinois. Our show topic today is entitled Making Strides and Taking Steps. Yes, I want to talk to you today, Radio Land, about making strides and taking steps. Today, with my job, I had an opportunity to go to the American Cancer Society Taking Strides Against Cancer event in Chicago, Illinois at Soldier Field, the home of the Chicago Bears. And it was a very interesting experience being there with all of those people. I think they said this year it tripled the amount of people that they had to participate in this event compared to the amount that they had last year. Last year they had 5,000, but this year they had close to 15,000. And the point I'm trying to make is that every year you should strive to make more strides and take more steps. Every year, you should strive more to take more strides and to make more steps toward success, toward goals, toward your dreams, towards your vision, toward whatever you believe in God for each day, each year, each week, each month, you should aim to take strides. So I know some of you are saying in Radio Land, Prophetess, what are you talking about? This stride. What is a stride? The definition of stride is to walk with long, decisive steps in a specific direction. Let me read that again. To stride means to walk with long, decisive steps in a specific direction. Another definition for stride is across an obstacle with one long step. The word stride can be a verb or it can be a noun. It's an action word. From a noun perspective, it means a long, decisive step. In order to take a stride, you got to take a long, decisive step. Another definition of stride is a step or a stage in progress. Listen, Radio Land, in progress toward an aim. So if you're taking strides, oh, Bashanda, you're going through the process because you are making progress toward your aim or goal. I want to talk to you today about taking strides and making steps. In this Christian walk, in your Christian journey, every day you got to make a stride and you got to take a step. I reflect over this morning when I was out there in the rain with those 15,000 people, and we were walking for those that had survived breast cancer. We were walking for those that had passed and their legacy living on. And we were walking for those that are believing that a cure will come for breast cancer. So no matter what the weather was like, no matter how we were feeling, no matter how tired we were taking strides, but we were making steps because we have a common goal. Hear me, Radio Man. Those 15,000 people today at Soldier Field in Chicago had a common goal. So we all work together making strides and taking steps. We saw the end of the walk, and everyone was determined, hey, quitting was not an option, and that we were going to make it to the finish line. No matter if it rained, no matter if it snowed, no matter if we were hot, no matter if we were cold, we were going to make it to the finish line. We had a goal and an aim that we were making progress toward. In your Christian walk, you ought to have a goal or aim, and it should be to be more like Jesus. Every day you should be taking a long stride. Every day you should be taking a long step to get you to where you need to be. Well, let me just look at that in the earthly realm. You got dreams, you got visions, you got goals, you got things that you want to do. But every day, if you're not taking a long stride, every day, if you're not making a long step toward your goal, toward your vision, toward your dreams, toward accomplishing, toward succeeding, you're not going to get anywhere. Every day, you got to take a long stride. You got to make decisions, because it says that a stride is a decisive step. So you got to make a decisive step. That means you got to decide some things. You got to decide whether you're going to keep trying to do it your way, or whether you going to pull over and let Jesus take the wheel. A lot of you today need to pull over and let Jesus take the wheel. A lot of you are trying to drive when you need to sit back and be a passenger and let Jesus lead you and guide you and direct your steps. You need to pull over and let Jesus drive before you have a spiritual head-on collision, before you have a wreck. You've got to check yourself. Oh, I shundle before you wreck yourself. You need to learn how to depend and lean on Jesus. Because as you're taking this stride that I'm talking about, as you're taking this long, decisive step, Jesus will lead and guide you and direct your path. for those of you in Radio Land that have your Bibles out, go with me to the book of Psalm, the 37th chapter and the 23rd verse. It reads, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." The steps of a good man or a good woman are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So if you're taking long strides and you're making long steps, you are literally being ordered by the Lord. He's leading you and guiding you and directing your path. He knows how when you come to a mountain while you're taking your long strides and you're making your steps, he knows how to move the mountain that might be in your way. Whatever roadblock or ditch that the enemy has dug for you, God knows how to take you around it or over it, or he knows how to destroy it altogether. My Bible reads, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. My Bible reads that greater is in me, oh my sister. You got the greater one in you today, Radio Land. The book of 1 Samuel 2 and 9, it says, he will guard the feet of his faithful servants, but the wicked will be silenced in the place of darkness. It is not by strength that one prevails. So you got to stop thinking that you're so strong. You got to stop thinking that you got all the answers. You got to stop thinking that I'm the only one that can be in charge. No, the Word says that he will guard the feet of his faithful servant. The steps are ordered by God. The New Living Translation, it says, the Lord directs, listen to me, the Lord directs the steps of the godly. He delights in every detail of their life. Delighting in every detail of your life. It's God delighting in the strides and the steps that you are taking. It's God delighting in the decisions that you are making. Is God delighting in your decisions of how you're going to handle this or handle that? Is he delighting in every detail, in every area of your life? Oh, God. We bless your name today, God, because we want you to take delight in every step. We want you to take delight in every detail. We want you to take delight in every way we go, in everything we do. In what I say, God, I want you to take delight in detail. In how I treat my neighbor, God, I want you to be delighted in me, in my character. Help me to be a woman of character. Help me to be a godly woman of integrity. Help me to be one that keeps their word. Oh, y'all, I want to pray with me in Radio Land today. But it's true. We need God to order our steps. We need God to lead and guide us and direct our path. A lot of you are taking a whole lot of steps. And God didn't lead you in that direction. A lot of you are lost in this map of life. A lot of you have been trying to navigate using your own GPS system. when the Holy Ghost has been desiring to lead and guide you. You need to let God direct your path. Because what's the use of taking all these steps, Abashaka? What is the use of making all these strides? What is the use of doing this and doing that when you're not being led by God? You need to make sure that every action you take is because you're being led by the Holy Ghost. Lord, we need you today, God, to lead us and guide us. Every long step, every decisive step, every step we take, or every stage of progress, as we're going through the process toward our aim, toward our goal, we need you to lead and guide us, oh Jesus. We need you to direct our path, oh God. We need you, God. Lord, I can't go a second without you. I need the leading of the Holy Ghost. I need you today, Father. I can't speak for no one else out there in radio land. But God, I need you, God. Because I'm making strides. How about Sunday, Mama? And I'm taking steps. I'm not the one that's going to procrastinate or make up an excuse or reason why I can't be obedient to your word and make a stride and take a step. Lord, I thank you for every time that the enemy will try to throw a roadblock in my way. Lord, that you're moving the roadblocks. I thank you, Lord, that I'm not halted, hindered, or frustrated. You got to learn how to declare and decree what the word says, radio land. You got to stand on the promises of God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care how many times the devil people as his agents and his imps to come against you. You got to know that God got your back. You got to know that God is on your side. You got to know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to leave you out here on your own, but he's going to be with you. He's your shepherd. The shepherd leads. The shepherd guides. The shepherd protects. You got to know that God is leading, that God is directing, that God is protecting. You just follow the leading of God, because every stride and every step you take, it is ordered by God. And he's getting ready to lead you into some heavenly places. He's getting ready to lead you into some kingdom living. He's getting ready to lead you to folks that will be a blessing to you. He's getting ready to lead you to your kingdom helper. He's getting ready to lead you to your destiny helper. He's getting ready to prepare a table for you right in the very presence of your enemy. So tell your enemies, don't go nowhere, oh God. Tell your enemies, don't go nowhere. Because God is in the kitchen, radio land. And he's cooking it up, Baba Shaka. God is in the kitchen, radio land. And he's preparing a feast for you. He's preparing a table for you, radio man. Right in the very presence of your enemy. God is turning it around for you. Whatever you need God to do, he's going to do it. He's going to make a way. If you need a job, he'll bless you with a job. If you need a car, God will bless you with a car. If you need a house, the God I serve will bless you with a house. Like my Bible tells me, oh, taste and see, that the Lord is good. You're getting ready to see just how good God is. He's finna make it so good for you. You're not going to have to sweat. You're not going to have to toil. You're not going to have to labor. But you're getting ready to walk into blessing after blessing. You're getting ready to walk into miracle after miracle. You're getting ready to walk into deliverance after deliverance. We trust you today, God, to make a way for us. We trust you today, God, to deliver us from our enemies, God. We trust you today, God. We trust you today, God, to do it for us. We trust you today, God, to make a way. We trust you, God. We trust you today, God. And Lord, we just bind the hand of the enemy. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the imps. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind tormenting demon. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the aggravating demon. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the frustrating demon. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the demon of stress. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the demon of aggravation. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the spirit that will come to distract you. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And we lose your peace. We lose your peace. We lose your peace, God. You are Jehovah Shalom. You are our peace. And we declare and decree peace right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for being the peace speaker. We thank you for being the peace speaker. You are the peace speaker. You're able to speak peace. You're able to speak peace to the rain. You're able to speak peace. And Lord, we just thank you, God. We receive the peace. Every tormenting demon got to go. In the name of Jesus. Every aggravating, frustrating demon got to go. Every character assassinating demon got to go. Lord, we just thank you, God. We declare and decree your word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So, God, while we're on this path, taking steps, while we're on this path, making strides, we just bless your name, God, that you will be with us. We thank you, like the word says, you're ordering our steps. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps today. We thank you, God, for ordering our steps. We thank you, God, for leading us and guiding us, Father. We so love you today, God. We bless your name, God. All our hope is in you. We believe you, God. The Bible says, whose report will you believe? Well, I choose to believe the report of the Lord. And Radio Land, the report of the Lord is that all is well. It's well today. Everything that you need, God's got it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to handle it. He's going to fix it. We thank him for fixing it. So you continue to make strides. You continue to make steps, you continue advancing the kingdom of God. I love you all to life. But before we leave off air today, I do want to extend an opportunity to those that have been asking and to those that want to do it now. We need you to partner with this ministry. We need you to become covenant partners. We need you to give and help us advance the kingdom of God. Help us take the radio show on a station here in Chicago, and we're also going to keep it streaming live worldwide, all over the world, like it's doing now. But Lord, we want to saturate the local market. And if you want to give, if you want to sow a seed into Tamiko Stewart International Ministries, if you want to give to the Quinnell Radio Show, you have an opportunity to do so. You can give to us by going to PayPal using the email address give@TamikoStewart.com. And if you're not comfortable with PayPal, you can call the ministry office 312-912-2036, and we can process your payment. That number is 312-912-2036. I love you all so much. Thank you for tuning in to the Quinnell Radio Show. And remember that quitting is not an option. I love you. Goodbye.